Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, I've gotten into a cross-section of some of the most important news, and I'm going to drill into it more in depth at the bottom of the hour. Then we'll continue with calls. And we're going to premiere a couple of video pieces here in a moment as well and get into what's happening at Davos Forum. But right now, let's go ahead and talk to more of the callers here. Let's talk to John in Texas. John, you're on the air. Welcome.
You can't have no power and can't just
live without stuff. Wow. Now, folks don't know, radio's delayed like 10 seconds, so that always happens. Or he's listening on an iPhone app or something. Hey, John, you there in Texas, buddy? You want to talk about drones and terror?
Sorry. Yes, sir. I'm sorry about that. Somebody stopped me here.
It's okay. We don't need to have a long discussion about it. Go ahead.
Okay, yes, sir. I was going to ask you if you saw the Nova special on drones. It was all aired about a week ago. And I just thought the way they were dehumanizing people by calling an attack on someone over, I mean, it was in another country, but they were practicing here. They called the attacks flashes. And I just thought, what, you know, they're dehumanizing people with that.
Well, no, of course, all the terms were human resources. We're flashes. We're not even the target. We're a flash in the pan. All of this, and then they've got Prince Harry in the news every day. He could taste the blood. He loves to kill. It's like a game. He's such a man. They're training us not to have empathy with each other so that the new robot armies, and that's not just me saying that, the British Ministry of Defense came out and said, yeah, these are going to be the robot wars. Our tax money, it's not just in the sky. It's drone submarines, drone ships, drone tanks, drone cars, drone trucks, drone insects. This is why government's so arrogant. But they know our projectile weapons, because there's billions of us, hundreds of millions here in the U.S., will be able to resist them. They've done the actuaries. So that's why they want to get our guns before they turn Skynet loose on us.
Sure. Well, it's actually Splash. I'm sorry, it wasn't Flash. They called it a Splash, and I thought, wow, they're just dehumanizing the targets while they're sitting over there.
Yeah, no, I've seen the nomenclature. There's a bunch of terms they use. In fact, I mean, a lot of articles have been written about it. Let me look up, what do they call a drone kill? I thought it was something else entirely. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Well, no, they were showing these young men sitting over there in their Air Force uniforms and these little air-conditioned pods. I forgot what Air Force base it was. But they're just sitting there controlling it like a video game. And they said, oh, that's a good splash right there. And it was a human being blown to bits. And and they actually showed some of the videos from, I think it was Iraq or Afghanistan, I'm not sure which, but, you know, Nova was just going along like, oh, yes, this is just so wonderful. And I did have another point I wanted to ask you. If you've ever heard of a man named Waleed Shubat?
No, I haven't.
He wrote a book called God's War on Terror, and he's a former Muslim terrorist. And anyway, I just thought he would be a really good interview for you to have him on. He basically, the conversion that he had to Christianity was amazing. I mean, because he was a full-blown, I mean, he was, you know, killing people for Islam. But you really ought to read that book, God's War on Terror.
No, I hear you. I will certainly look into it. Thank you for the call, and God bless you, sir. Glad you got on. For TV viewers, if we punch up my search here, I typed in autonomous drones. And you can see something new to worry about, murderous autonomous drones. Here's NextGov. Autonomous drones pose no technology changes or challenges for the Navy. U.S. military test first autonomous drone. Folks, they've had autonomous space plane drones in the skies since the 60s and 70s. I mean, this is just ridiculous. I was reading one out of England yesterday. It's called the new Tyrannus drone, which means tyranny. What a perfect name for it. Just absolutely disgusting. And again, this cuts the military out of it so that humans can't say no to carrying on an unlawful order. An 18-wheeler pulls up that's robot-driven. The back slides down, and 15 combat robots get off the back. And they've got nerve gas, they've got weapons, they've got lasers, they've got everything. And the globalists sit back and kill you and your family, and it's autonomous. It's not even an operator.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive from natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy? Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all of the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We've got an incredible breaking story up at InfoWars.com right now. Washington Post report, new Secretary of Defense nominee Hagel warned Obama about a new world order. Secretary of Defense nominee pointed to rogue elements within the military. Find out about that right now at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. We'll get to it in a moment. DHS boss trampling a posse comitatus at National Police Confab openly says just the main threat is gun owners and that's what Homeland Security is for. Chinese Communist Party mouthpiece demands Obama disarm Americans again. The official People's Daily. That is just some of the news. U.S. Army runs drills in Houston. They ran drills two nights ago in Miami. This is all to condition everyone to accept martial law. Amazing photos in this article up at InfoWars.com. Backfire. Seattle gun buyback turns into gun show. Collectors waved wads of cash at those in line. Yeah, I've seen some of the Purdy shotguns that are literally worth like $10,000 a piece. I've seen this on the news. You'll see an old woman. It's generally old women when their old World War II vet or Korean War vet husband dies. These poor women have no idea these firearms. You know, even old 22s are worth $300. Deer rifles, $500. You'll see them turning in carved shotguns that are worth $3,000, $5,000, $10,000, and the cops are there salivating. That's why they constantly catch police. You see it in the news all the time, selling gun buyback guns. I'm not for police corruption. In fact, I hate it, but let me tell you something. I don't blame them. I mean, you're going to turn over like an AR-15 that's worth $2,000 to be run over by a steamroller? You're going to turn over a Purdy $10,000 shotgun because some idiot came and paid, got $100 or a $50 gift card for it? I mean, man, I watch those videos of them melting down and steamrolling those guns. It makes me sick. They are so valuable. And people paid money for those. And I've checked the MO. A few years ago, Austinites, we ought to find the clip. It's what's old is new and add it to this article. Austinites went out. Memory serves, I think it was that guy named John Bush. And he's got, Texas for Accountable Government. I think that, if memory serves, that's who did it. They went out and would try to buy the guns back and actually did. And the police go, we don't like it, but it's legal if it's a private sale. Just amazing photos up there. And just extremely painful to watch. Now, a lot of them are just total junker guns that don't even work, and people are just getting, you know, getting $100 or whatever. But still, it's to create the image of guns being handed in. Yeah, there it is. First ever, Austinites outbid police in gun buyback counter program. That was in February of 2011, so a while back. All right, ladies and gentlemen, now let's continue here with some of the other news that is coming up. We're going to get into a five-year-old girl suspended for terroristic threat to shoot classmates with pink bubble. We're going to do that here in just a moment. But first off, let me give you the toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. Now, you see the reports every day where somebody's playing with a Nerf gun in their front yard and the police are called. A pink, orange, blue, you know, bright colored guns, yellow, orange, you name it. My kids have all got them. Your children have them probably. Or you read about a kid says bang, bang with their fingers and then the SWAT team comes. Or every day or two, someone talks about, hey, let's go play with our Nerf guns after school. And the SWAT team is called and everybody panics. This is the hysteria. People aren't panicking over going to the hospital where 190-something thousand die a year from infections, close to 200,000 die from bad drug interactions, 40-something thousand die from car wrecks, what is it, like 400-something thousand from alcohol abuse. You know, all those real things that are dangerous, huge numbers, you know, die from falling and hitting their head in the shower, dying in the pool. The pool is... Last time I checked, I forget, it's just astronomically more dangerous than guns in your house. A pool is like super deadly. Better have a fence around it. Because yeah, your little kids out there, even though they're a good swimmer, they fall, hit their head, they're dead. You pull in from work, your child's dead. A creek behind your house, good way to die. But still, I'm not saying don't live by a creek. I do. It's a good way to die. That creek behind my house is... You can pull up the numbers. I want to say it's something like 70-something times more dangerous than a gun in the house. The point is it's all in the World Almanac. You can look up these numbers. Being near a water source that's deeper than a foot deep. People die all the time hitting their head and falling in a puddle. They are super deadly. The point is it's total and complete absolute hysteria. FBI crime statistics gathered from 18,000 jurisdictions, 49% drop in violent crime since 1991. 49% drop. 21 points of that is accelerated since 07. We've done the official breakdowns. Our videos are up at Infowars.com. It's called The Gun Statistics Obama Doesn't Want You to See. We show FBI.gov. We crack the numbers right there, what they don't want you to know. So you'd think they'd be, hey, look, you know, more guns, less crime. No, no, no. They have such hysteria now that you are not allowed to play dodgeball because it's aggressive. You're not allowed to jog or wrestle during recess. Now you're not allowed to even shake hands at most government training centers. These are the equivalent of medium security prisons. And then there's this article. This article up on Infowars.com from last week. Five-year-old girl suspended for terroristic threat to shoot classmates with pink bubble gum. with pink bubble gun. And the little girls said, after school, we ought to get our bubble projectors. And I've actually bought these for party favors for one of my daughters when their friends had a party. And the girl was brought in three different times with police, was expelled, and they called it terrorism. Okay, this is the reality. And now there's a new article that's Red Link that just went up. This is not the one last week. This is the new one this week. Discussion about toy Nerf gun causes lockdown at Bronx Elementary School. What did the attorney general say? He goes, we need to demonize guns where people have a phobia of them, literally brainwash people against guns. And they know kids are getting into these Nerf guns. We have great wars with them all the time. The only problem with the Nerf guns is they break so easily. It's talk about planned obsolescence to rip you off. Probably about 10 of these things for each child in the last 5-6 years because they're constantly breaking. The point is they have a lot of really fun systems. We play laser tag, too. And their friends come over and play laser tag in the backyard. This is such a hysteria that they're now pressuring retailers not to sell these. They're now saying, oh, my gosh, the symbol of a gun. And they've done this in areas of Europe. They banned toy guns. Then they banned the real guns. Many jurisdictions in the U.S. have actually banned BB guns because there's no lobby to protect BB guns in the jurisdiction, but guns are legal. You see, because there's no lobby to defend them. This is a new case. Discussion about toy Nerf gun causes lockdown at Bronx Elementary School. Hysteria. Police with assault rifles, helicopters, hunted for non-existent object as parents panicked. It's always been their plan to get your kids, get them in a public school, have mass shooter drills, stage mass shootings, provocateur mass shootings, hype-up mass shootings for copycats, and then just create absolute hysteria and fear. Where you see it all the time where some guy puts his deer rifle in the back of his car, even in rural areas, to go shooting, and somebody driving by sees a gun being put in the trunk. I mean, that's why no one dare put a gun in their gun rack. You'd be SWAT team so fast your head would spin. See how they've conditioned us to, oh, let's hide our guns, while they sit there and operate and imply that guns are totally illegal. A discussion between two children about a toy Nerf gun caused a lockdown and a massive armed police response at two elementary schools in the Bronx today, and yet another example of how hysteria is sweeping American education system in the aftermath of Sandy Hook shooting. That's artificial hysteria. Panicked parents rushed to schools in Fulton Avenue and East 174th Street, and CNN had it, and, oh, is it happening again? Again, a way to reconjure the fear, like when a gas main blows up or a steam main in New York, they shut down half the city and are in fear. Today, after heavily armed police were called to reports of a gun on campus, the alarm was caused by a campus aide overhearing a student say something about a gun. It's the word gun, except government's armed, black uniforms, helicopters, Delta Force raids, checkpoints, open borders, 57,000 dead, hundreds of heads chopped off a year in Texas and Arizona, mass death killing. Oh, that's no issue. Don't worry about a real crisis. Killed more people than died in the 10 years of Vietnam just the last 5.5-6 years. No, no, no. We're going to skip this network break because I got to have time to play this piece and then go to your calls. All of this is going on. All of this is happening. And it is clear, total, and complete mind control. That's what it is. And that's why, in fact, I'm going to do a piece on it. Will somebody grab me that Lego over there? I can't get to it. Thank you. It's right there. Last week, the Turkish Association of Austria, yeah, it's just right there in the corner. The door is locked again. I'm going to have a lock taken off that door. I'm not locking it. I don't know what keeps happening, but whatever. Anyways, getting back to what I was breaking down here, they came out and said the Jabba the Hutt is supposed to be an Arab and is racist, and there's talk of suing Lego, and the Austrian government's very concerned. You go, well, that's ridiculous. Jabba the Hutt has nothing to do with Arabs, and Lego's nothing to do with, I mean, what is this? Or Muslims. It's about, hey, if you don't give your guns up, you're a racist. You're like, well, I guess I'm not a racist. Here's my guns. It's meant to be asinine. It's meant to be over the top. It's meant to be ridiculous. It's meant to be out of control. It's meant to be ridiculously sickening. It's meant to just absolutely get you to do whatever ridiculous order you're told. In fact, they phase this out because it's so politically incorrect. But, you know, the Marine Corps, what you see in films like Full Metal Jacket, most of that was impromptu because the guy they hired to play the drill instructor really was a drill instructor. and in the Marines as well. And so grabbing their genitals, marching around for an hour, basically masturbating, or getting close to it, saying, this is my rifle, this is my gun, this is for fighting, this is for fun. And sleeping with their rifles, giving it a woman's name, and basically telling them, you're supposed to, you know, I only want to get into the secrets of the Marine Corps. It's pretty weird. And a lot of it's been phased out the last 20 years. The point is it was meant to be done to just, people didn't want to do it. They said, listen, you're going to hump on your rifle or you're not in the Marine Corps. You're going to do what you're told. Is that clear, scumbag? And if we tell you to go beat people up, we're going to do it. In the old days of the Marine Corps, people that didn't play ball, you didn't get beat up with soap, folks. They killed you. They'd send you out going over a gorge or something, and they just cut the rope, and then everybody would be part of the blood cement, the cover-up of killing the person that gave people problems. That's the real Marine Corps, folks. You know why the Marine Corps has been known worldwide for being so tough and why even the Nazis feared them? The Nazis killed people in training, too, because that's what you did. The Devil Dogs killed people in training. People died in every class, generally, okay? You can actually go look it up historically. It's been leaked. But anyways, I'm digressing. This whole thing is about mind control. If I tell you to get your rifle and to start rolling around in bed with it, you're going to do it. Is that clear? Okay? And it's the same thing. If I tell you you're going to jail or the SWAT team's coming because you drew a picture of a gun or you said the word gun, you're going to happen. You're not going to have a Hello Kitty bubble gun. Do you understand that? Do you get that through your stinking head? Is that clear? Do you get that through your head? If we tell you to walk around in a circle for an hour grabbing your genitals with other men, you're going to do it. Is that clear? The ancients would say, you will give us your child to be sacrificed. Every culture, the Druids, the Aztecs, the Babylonians, all cultures. The Greeks had human sacrifice. Most of their subcultures and city-states. When you're ordered to have to kill people, you're going to do it. And what's the ultimate thing government can demand? Give us your firstborn to be chopped open, to be burned in a fire, to be put inside a wicker man and burned. The priest class had such control in most cultures, they would routinely demand a prince be killed or even the king be killed. And again, I know this all sounds wild. History is wild. History is crazy. Full Metal Jacket. With them walking around, sleeping with their M14. With them grabbing their genitals. That's what goes on, and then some. And again, you're like, well, that's ridiculous. No, it's about doing what you're told. Following orders no matter what it is. Training the men that if a hand grenade gets thrown, whoever's closest to it jumps on it so that the rest of the unit lives. You're like, well, that's suicide. That's a kamikaze. Exactly, ladies and gentlemen. It's total programming. And the whole culture is a giant re-education camp. Now, here's the piece. If you want to see the video as a radio listener, it's up at InfoWars.com. We put out an earlier piece with this last week, and people said, oh, they're not sending police for bubble guns. This is based on true stories. This piece, put together by the crew, we did this in one take live and then added Melissa Melton's comments to the beginning of it, along with clips of real newscast where people are getting arrested or detained or expelled for toy guns. Here it is.
Citizens of the homeland, we here at the ministry apologize for the disturbing footage you are about to see. The extremist Alex Jones has been permanently detained under the NDAA for an armed rampage with a bubble gun. Such behavior will not be tolerated. Citizens everywhere are vigilantly reporting other criminals and their terroristic weapons, such as plastic toy guns, guns drawn by hand on paper, and yes, even the vicious Hello Kitty bubble gun. Should you see children so armed, be sure to report them and their parents to the homeland for immediate rendition and re-education. Remember, citizens, the founding fathers were pig enemies of the state. The people are the true threat. Government force is freedom. We must thank God for the super state. And do not worry, as we have armed ourselves with over 1.6 billion bullets, fully automatic weapons, and armored checkpoints. The homeland is here to keep you safe. Trust no one else. Soon we will be one absorbed into the great collective. Until then, continue to be vigilant. And if you see something, say something. We bring you now this graphic footage of Alex Jones' bubble gun rampage in its entirety. This is Melissa Melton with the Department of Homeland Security. Out.
Hi, I'm Janet Napolitano, Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security. Homeland Security begins with hometown security.
You rolling?
Yep.
Okay, I want to thank everybody for coming here for the staff meeting. Alex will be joining us in just a few minutes. I'd like to thank my new assistant, Rob Duke, who's been demoted for this purpose. Now, I have a few stories I'd like to go over, but first, Darren McBreen, what do you have there?
Well, it's kind of interesting that the Chinese government recommends that our government starts confiscating...
Hold on, I'm sorry I'm late.
Whoa, Alex.
Hey, man, hold on. Check it out, man. We've got that office party, and, you know, I gave presents to all the kids at the Christmas party. I think that office party coming up. I'm thinking we'll have these as party favors. Check this out. What are you guys acting weird for, man?
If the woman touches me, I'm going to be arrested for assault. Do you understand?
Alex, I have this article.
That's a bubble gun.
A 5-year-old girl was suspended after a terroristic threat when she brought a pink bubble gun, just like that.
Was this the weapon of choice for a new kind of terrorist? Terror by Bubbles, the small pink Hello Kitty toy gun, is an automatic bubble blower. But just days ago, when a 5-year-old girl said she and a classmate should shoot each other with bubbles, the school called it a terrorist threat.
What is this, a prank or something? We're supposed to be having a meeting.
That's a bubble gun.
You can't have that stuff, Alex.
Is that a
bubble
gun?
Yeah. What are you guys bringing up?
You can't bring that around, Alex.
That is a fully automatic bubble gun.
Listen, Jakar, I know you're joking. There's no story.
All right, look, Alex.
Hold on. Let me talk to Melissa. Melissa, what's going on? I don't know what's going on.
That's a bubble gun.
They almost arrested an elementary school girl last week for having a paper gun at school.
Well, Thomas, this is all about a fifth grader that brought a piece of paper to class that many say looked like a gun. And it's what happened next that has her family crying foul. She pulled out a paper gun last week and says an administrator scolded her in front of the class. Her mom says staff even searched her with other kids watching the whole time.
That's
what is this about a bubble gun? Did I have a Hello Kitty thing?
Yes.
I thought that was a joke.
This is not a joke.
Terroristic threat.
The school took this so seriously that administrators even ordered that the 5-year-old receive a psychological evaluation.
Alex, I'm not going to be subjected to this.
To detergent?
Yeah, come on, it's a bubble gun.
If that detergent gets in my eye, I'm in.
That's assault.
Turn it off.
It doesn't matter.
We're going to back that up because we have real clips of cops where people have bubbles and flowers about peace and love. And the cops are like, if that touches us, you're going to jail for assault with detergent. And even some of the cops are laughing. I mean, it's just this mental illness where the public's bad, the government's good. And so we're actually reenacting what now happens in America where I have a bubble gun and everyone is just shaking in fear. Again, you shake in fear at bubble gums. But whenever black helicopters come out of the sky or there's a checkpoint, now that's freedom. You're supposed to be scared of that. That's North Korea. But no, that's a good thing. But citizens with a bubble gun or a Nerf gun, ooh, save me, government. Let's go back to the clip.
If the bubble touches me, I'm going to be arrested for assault. Do you understand me?
I have this article.
That's a bubble gun.
A 5-year-old girl was suspended after a terroristic threat when she brought a pink bubble gun, just like that.
Was this the weapon of choice for a new kind of terrorist? Terror by Bubbles, the small pink Hello Kitty toy gun, is an automatic bubble blower. But just days ago, when a 5-year-old girl said she and a classmate should shoot each other with bubbles, the school called it a terrorist threat.
That's about half the report. The end is really the best part, but it's really visual. So if you're a radio listener, go to Infowars.com. It's in the tiles up there. Man goes on bubblegum rampage, caught on tape. And you can see where they call 911 on me, which really goes on in the real world. We're illustrating this, reenacting it, for the vicious bubble gun. But foreign banks running things and saying they're going to kill the dollar, that's not a threat. Bubble guns, that's the real threat. Don't be worried about big government. Our founders shouldn't be worried about it. They were bad.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
You've heard it here. I'm on television, so everybody knows it. I believe in the Second Amendment. I believe in people's lawful right to bear arms.
We ought to find the people who are doing this, take them out, and shoot them. Good. You take them out. They are traitors to this country, and shoot them. Shoot them dead. I'll pay for the bullets.
Challenge Alex Jones to a boxing match. Show up with a semi-automatic that you got legally and pop them.
I'd love to see that. In uniform.
I will not take your shotgun away. I will not take your rifle away. I won't take your handgun away.
Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in.
We are back. I am your host, Alex Jones. Thank you so much for joining us. Okay, let's race through a bunch of your calls right now. Then I'll get to the top story at InfoWars.com. Washington Post reporter Hagel warned Obama about New World Order. Secretary of Defense nominee pointed to rogue elements within the military. So, again, they call a New World Order anything that isn't their system. They want a new system of global government. They call that a New World Order. Then Ahmadinejad says, I want a Muslim New World Order, a Shiite New World Order. And then the Saudis say, we want a Wahhabist New World Order. Or the Putin says he wants a Russian-centric New World Order. The communist Chinese say, we want a Chinese New World Order. Well, now they're worried that the military can't be trusted. Remember Panetta? I think I'm going to have Steve add this to his article. Panetta last year wouldn't go to bases around even U.S. officers if they had weapons. Never in U.S. history has a Secretary of Defense or a top general not wanted to be around the troops with guns. A little bit in Vietnam, some of the mid-level officers started really getting concerned, but there was nothing they could do about being fragged. Wow, just incredible. We're going to be getting to that. It's all overwhelming here. We're going to have news blitz in the third hour coming up as well. Right now, let's go to, how do you pronounce that? Reginald. You know what's happening? I've always had 2015 vision. Undoubtedly, when we move that screen all the way to the end of the wall, I just can't read it anymore. So I need to, we've talked about this before. I need a bigger television set with the callers on it. Because, see, I could run the callers myself and sit here and hit the buttons, but then that gets distracting. But it almost gets more distracting if I'm not. Maybe I should just have the computer put in the front of the table here, like regular radio, and then I go to the calls right here. Or I could unplug that monitor, and then that would make us get a big TV in there. I don't know. Who did you say it was again? Reginald in Tennessee. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello. My name is actually Reginald Cook. And I would like to speak to you about some of the things you've mentioned, because I studied as a barrister in, I suppose you can tell I'm not actually from Tennessee. Can you guess where I'm from?
I can guess that you're from Britannia.
Well, how did you know?
Sounds like your voice. It sounds like a fake accent, buddy.
That's not, actually. I'm actually from Sussex. But I've been in the States for 10 years.
Well, so welcome, welcome, welcome. What's on your mind today?
Well, the thing is, I don't agree with everything you say, but I do agree with certain aspects of it. That would be that certain people are trying to manipulate governments and markets.
No, there's no special interest. That's another conspiracy theorist.
Well, unfortunately, I've seen laws change. You see, as I said, I studied to be a barrister, a lawyer. I'm sorry.
Well, don't worry. Once we turn our guns in, the government's going to take real good care of us. They're good people.
That's not what happened in England, actually.
Ah! I'm sorry, go ahead.
Anyway, the part I disagree with is, of course, I understand it. You're an American. I don't really disapprove of aristocracy and monarchy. I'm a monarchist, sorry. I've actually met some nice aristocrats as well. Mainly, the problem is...
Did they pat you on the head?
No, actually. Why would they do that?
I don't know. That's what happened with the lap dogs.
I'm not a lap dog.
All right, I'm going to stop being mean to you. Look, I get the argument. Take UKIP, pro-sovereignty, anti-New World Order. They're royalist. So I can take the little bit of bad with all the good, because they understand the EU is setting itself up as a new royalty. They'd rather have the old vestigial monarchy, because at least people think it's British, and then have some feeling of patriotism, some basic nationalism. So I actually get the subtleties of all of that. It's just that at the heart of so much of the New World Order we see being pushed is the Transylvanian royalty that you've got perched over there in London.
It's not actually Transylvanian. It's actually a German family. But at the same time, they're as British as anyone else that moved to Britain 200 years ago. But that's not why I called in. The point is, I think that, and I, like I said, the accent a little dark.
You know the German house they hail out of is originally Transylvanian.
Actually, it's kind of more mixed than that.
Well, it is mixed, but I mean, one of their oldest bloodlines is Transylvanian, and that's the one Prince Charles says he's most proud of. He says he's Transylvanian in news articles, and you know he's moved there and then runs around in the woods.
On the other hand, I have descended from the Stuarts, so I wouldn't concern myself too much.
Ah, you are a royal.
No, they were kicked out.
So you like Henry VIII?
No, that's the Tudors.
The Stuarts, the Tudors, the Pooters, go ahead.
Anyway, the point is, I came to America. Actually, it was 10 years ago. It's not recent. Largely because I saw certain changes in law. And those changes weren't based on traditional monarchy. They weren't based on traditional British common law, the regular law. They were based on something I started learning in college.
Called admiralty law or administrative law. And that's what Tony Blair said in like 1997. He said, we're going to, quote, get rid of Magna Carta.
What's more than the Magna Carta? They don't even like the monarchy. They don't like anything traditionally British.
Well, no, because that's because they're going to be the new royalty.
Let me get to the point, please. This is the important part. They don't like people being British in Britain.
I agree.
They don't like people being American in America. Because, and if I can play the villain for just a moment.
Nah.
If you don't mind.
No, no, please do.
Okay. It's very simple. And Stalin even had this done. If I can get you to hate America because America's done bad things, and let's be honest, it has done bad things. Every country in the world has. In fact, individual people have done bad things.
America has peed in the bed.
Yeah. So all I have to do is get you to focus on those bad things. And in fact, you can do this on an individual level. And people do this when they reprogram people. When they capture them in wars. You see, I don't want you to like yourself. I want you to realize that you're a bad person, but I can make you good by doing...
No, that's what all this is about. The Homeland Security, the TSA, the Hello Kitty guns being evil. It's we're bad, government's good, and you're right. The globalists say they want to get rid of all national identity, and even if the British monarchy is parasitic, it is still a vestigial sign of old sovereignty and must be removed. And I absolutely agree with what you're saying on that front. You are right.
Because that's sort of the thing. The one thing, though, I don't think it's a specific conspiracy so much as these people actually believe they're helping the world evolve. It's part of the 19th century progressivist idea. It came out of the 19th century.
Well, no. They always sell the progressivist idea to get well-meaning people to join them and empower the inner conspiracy. But if you read the different programs, just intelligence documents, I don't have to read Illuminati documents that have been made public over the last 200 plus years, with people being killed by bolts of lightning while delivering manuscripts and things like that in Germany. We know that always there's a good claim to get the good guys on your side. You want to keep your friends close, your enemies closer. And so the power structure surrounds itself with a bunch of people that actually mean well and go out and work for the cover story. But I'll assure you, the people running this want to get rid of national sovereignty, transfer that power to offshore mega systems that have their own global military, and then they want that, all the nuclear weapons gathered up, so there won't be a big nuclear war when they release the bioweapon that kills 99% of people. See, they tell their minions, oh, we're only going to kill 80%. You and your family may be able to live. They've had professors talk about this.
I hope I work hard enough for the Earth and that I may be allowed to live when they release the airborne Ebola.
That's the UT professor talking about that, and the FBI went and visited him. But the point is that, and then higher levels, 90% will be killed. And then higher level, it's no, 5% will live. At the highest levels, they talk about killing everyone, and then the last globalist will merge with the mega computer and become God. Now, I'm not saying that's going to actually happen, but do you think two New World Order Skeksis, up in their ivory tower, if they actually succeed in this program, merging with cybernetic systems, are not going to kill each other? I mean, do you really think that?
Well, actually, what I really think is that most of what you're seeing comes from H.G. Wells and Bertrand Russell.
Yep, that's right. They all wrote about it.
I only heard of you 3 months ago, so I have no idea if we've even covered this or not. But if you look at the history, when I say progressive, I don't mean the modern, what came in America around the 20s, I think, 30s. I'm talking about the old 19th century progressives.
You're getting out of your accent. Listen, I got to jump. You're an interesting call, but I promise to get to other people. That's why it's hard to go to calls. They're all interesting. Oh, boy. We're in so much trouble. I mean, I go look at the general public. They just go to their job. They just want to go home and watch TV and drink beer. And I don't blame you. But you are under attack. Your kids are under attack. And I just can't believe that it doesn't wake everybody up that the media said there's no world government, no black helicopters, no TSA checkpoints. I've got articles here I haven't even gotten to yet. And again, I was aware of this. It's like I'm constantly reminded by tyranny that I had just forgotten about. And that's what's so frustrating, is that today I went up to Infowars.com this morning and saw Washington's blog linked up there, and he had boiled down Wall Street Journal. Let me just actually get the article. Wall Street Journal with quotes. That's why I like Washington's blog, because he adds a bunch of footnotes to it. And he's got 15 mainstream and government announcements. Wall Street Journal, Counterpunch, House.gov with the bill. And the article's up at Infowars.com. Government to dispose of radioactive waste by putting it in your silverware. Now, 60-something years ago, they had all this deadly fluoride sitting around. They were at the store. They had big spills of it that killed entire rivers in Tennessee. It's well known. They're at the nuclear plants. So they just started, because it's used in the purification of uranium, they just started putting it in the water. It's all a big joke to the establishment. You go to any elitist house or read any globalist publication, or they have articles about the Communist Chinese Party only drinks purified water. They got caught with giant secret farms where they even grow stuff in greenhouses because of what's falling on the food. I mean, they ship in dirt from other countries and grow it in greenhouses and have trucks that follow the elite around and jet aircraft, just like the Rockefellers, not to eat what you're eating and not to drink it while they're telling you, oh, it's good for you. Never mind all the studies that's going to do this to you. Now they want to take the uranium, which I remember learning like 10 years ago, they put depleted uranium in rebar now. They put it in quickset concrete. I mean, we're just... Folks, it's so far gone right now. The Chinese executed government officials who got caught going along with bribes to put melamine in powdered milk. Here, the FDA came out, 4 years ago during the scandal and said, you know what? Melamine's not bad for you. When your kids die of kidney failure, they just put them on dialysis and they're not even going to do a test to see what's in their kidneys. Now, if you fed your kid melamine consciously, the cops would put you in jail for life. But as long as it's from the store, it's okay. It's just like they, and why shouldn't they put radioactive waste in the utensils you eat off of, which they admit gives you a lot of trace amounts of it. And then they got all the stuff. They tried to pass this twice already in the last decade, and all that's linked to this. I could spend all day on this one article, and I've got hundreds here. And what was the other point I wanted to make about this? Oh, yeah. Just like it's been well known for 50-something years that where they get this fluoride, the main fluoride they use isn't just from aluminum or plutonium purification. It's from you mine the uranium out of the limestone deposits that actually has the phosphates. But the good phosphate goes to be on the cornfield or whatever, the wheat field, the maize field, the canola field, whatever the case is. The bad phosphate they can't sell goes in your water. What else is in the phosphate? It's where they mine it. That's why you also get the same stuff they put in your water from a uranium purification facility that you get from a phosphate fertilizer facility. Because it's the same, you mine uranium out of limestone. That's where you get it, in Colorado and Florida and other areas. So here's the fun part about it. They just put it in the water. And it's an absolute fact. I mean, I saw numbers. You can pull them up depending on which study about kidney and... also bladder cancer from this. And hey, you know what? We're animals. We're scum, so we're going to be killed. Globalist or boss. And I'm a bad man for even telling you about it. I'm sorry I'm an extremist. You're right. National talk show host I heard yesterday, so-called liberal, talking about how I imagine black helicopters and a private Federal Reserve. You're right. You're right. They're not putting uranium and plutonium and radon and all that. You know what? You're right. You're right. You know what? You're right. Everything's fine. Just enjoy your camp. I mean, they're killing us, folks. And they're crazy. The elite were crazy 50 years ago, but they didn't try to put uranium and plutonium in your stinking spoons. I mean, and if they can get away with that, they can get away with expelling your kid for talking about a Hello Kitty bubble projector. Why not? Daryl in Tennessee, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good afternoon to you, Alex.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing fine. First time caller, long time listener. I am tired of the United States government infringing our Second Amendment. Because of that, I started a petition on the White House website, in essence saying we demand that any infringement of our Second Amendment be an immediate impeachable offense with absolutely no exceptions.
I agree. Walter Jones, it's time to start the impeachment. Where is the impeachment? It should be started now. The minute Dianne Feinstein introduced a bill saying Congress can keep their guns, but we can't, that violates Article 1, Section 9, Clause 8, and a bunch of others, unjust weights and measures. She should be immediately impeached. I mean, what else won't we put up with? I mean, it's almost like we put up with uranium in our water. Oh, I guess we do.
Exactly. Well, I have almost 3,000 signatures. I need another 97,000. So now we have until February 22nd to try to get a...
Well, great job. Tell us the name of it.
We the people of the United States demand any infringement of our Second Amendment to be an impeachable offense.
Yeah, great job. We'll get behind that. We've got our own petition coming out. It just got filed. It's going to be posted at InfoWars.com. Wait till you hear about this. We'll tell you about it on the other side.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans. And it's perfect if you're traveling or away from home. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All right, here's the deal. We always have a jam-packed third hour, but I have got to start the third hour and take 20 phone calls in the first 30 minutes, or I am going to tell Chris in there to put a shock collar on me and, you know, basically send me to Gitmo. I want to take a bunch of your calls, rapid fire. We're going to do that. We're already taking quite a few today. Then I'm going to get into the communist Chinese government again through their People's Daily is saying take the American people's guns. A lot of other very, very important news on that front. And we're going to get to some other special reports. It's a whole host of issues on the economy. I need to talk about the economy and what's really happening with the stock market on that front. But I wanted to bring Richard Reeves in here. Richard, of course, who you've seen co-host the show before and who's been a talk show host for about 10 years. He works here in the office heading up InfoWarsHealth.com and really testing and talking to the crew and other people about which of the 300, 400, whatever it is, longevity products we think are the very best. The problem is there are so many that are really amazing. And I've been on a few of the products. Aaron's been on about 10 of them and lost 97 pounds and just had a total transformation. We're now launching a whole program today where Richard's going to make sure I take all my longevity and do all this. So we'll see what happens with that. I did it about a year ago for about 6 months religiously and had amazing effects. Kind of ended up working 18 hours a day again and getting awesome of it. We're going back on it. So Richard, once a week, will pop in with us with some of the new products, but also some of the old products at InfoWarsHealth.com. And Richard, in the few minutes we've got, tell us about some of the products.
Well, when talking about some of the old products, I remember back in January 2011 when you had Doc Wallach on for the first time talking about longevity, and that's when I basically started every month without fail ordering a Healthy Start Pack or a version of the Healthy Start Pack. They've got the Healthy Digestive Healthy Start Pack with the digestive additional ingredients. They've got the Brain and Heart. They've also got the Healthy Blood Sugar Pack. So bare minimum, in my opinion, if you're interested in being prepared for what's coming up, you know, if our guns get taken away and really the stuff hits the fan, being healthy and prepared is a big part of it.
The hospitals are killing people now. I mean, we have the worst health in the world. It's time for all of us to get healthy. It doesn't mean any of us are perfect because everybody's working hard, but we've got to all try.
That's it. Yeah, we're all working too much, too many hours. We're all overstressed. So the Healthy Start Pack, bare minimum. But one of the new products that everybody here at the office really loves, and I know you like it too, is that Root Beer Belly.
I've taken a lot of probiotics. This one has a dramatic. I mean, it really works.
Well, that's great. And the microencapsulation is one of the biggest differences that the Root Beer Belly has. The probiotics, the good bacteria for your gut, is microencapsulated in this product, and that way it has a better opportunity to make it through your digestive.
It makes it through the stomach acid.
Through the stomach acid, exactly, to get down in your intestines where it can do the work that it needs to do. So this is a really good product. The kids like it. It's tasty. You just sprinkle it on your tongue and then swallow it. It does taste like root beer, and that's why it's called Root Beer Belly, and it's really great. Here's one of the brochures for it. But the people here at the office just unanimously. I had a little box like this open there in my office.
Everybody's always rating my supplies.
Well, I invited them. Well,
I'm just teasing.
Well, for that purpose, I actually ordered some extra.
And there's also the Pollen Burst Plus that I've endorsed.
Right, the Pollen Burst Plus is
the best sports drink, energy drink out there, totally healthy with all the B vitamins, the rest of it. The essential fatty acids complex that Wallach's put out, and so many other products at InfoWarsHealth.com. Tell folks about that little baby right there. What's getting the rave reviews from the tens of thousands of people that shop at InfoWarsHealth.com.
That's right, folks. This is called ASAP. It's an acronym for As Slim As Possible. And folks are really having great success on that. I'm hoping to finally get Alex on this product. I've been mentioning it to him for 2-3 months here. But I think finally we're going to be able to get Alex going on it. And it helps you. It has protein fractions and amino acids that help support the release of adipose fat. And it really helps you lose weight. We've had some people.
Great. People can find out more or call and get their questions answered. The phone numbers are on the site, InfoWarsHealth.com. We'll be back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello,
I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.